only a concept I think about too much, though I know it exists for me. I'm not sure if there's a question here exactly, but my own experience of that in the world was I was far more lonely in the world than I am in the monastery. And I think the primary thing I thought about and reflected on why that was, because it wasn't like I wasn't around people. I was in relationships, I had friends. But I think what it was, one of the things anyway, was the shared values.
Yeah.
And what I was pulled to and drawn to and dedicating my life to, even though I was around other Buddhists sometimes, it wasn't shared. Mm-hmm. And in the monastery, it usually is. And but I was also thinking, but there's also a loneliness here where not being in an intimate relationship, not going out every Friday, is a different type of thing. So I found myself sort of agreeing with Ajahn Mun in one parts and not totally agreeing in other parts, but I realized he's sort of speaking, he may not be talking about everything, talking about one specific part, but...
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's, well, I mean, in a short talk, you can bring everything in you did. And there's that certain sense of covering or speaking from a particular perspective of the moment and considering that. But I think in general, what you said is also really important. That a lot of the things that pulled us to the monastery was, most of us, the world really wasn't living up to the advertising.
I think that's a great comment. Yeah. Facebook, because it's like, it's a, Ajahn Mun said, it's like when he gives a talk, it's like, what he really hopes that he gets from it is that actually people have deeper questions than what he talked about. So it's like, he's bringing up, I kind of had an interest in this talk, because like, it's not something, I've only heard one or two talks on the subject in the 18 years I've been a monk, but it's part of our human condition.
Yeah.
I also too had similar, like my primary motivation for coming here was community and being with people, shared values and so forth. But then I got to thinking about like also too, that this paradox, like you say about like we have to do the work ourselves. And so for me, like the teaching that Ajahn Mun gave maybe pointed to like in the world, the kind of companionship that you might have discourages introspection.
Yes.
Whereas here, because I remember like at the beginning, like I was sad when monks that I had companionship with left the monastery to go to another community or went to Thailand or whatever. But recently when monks have left, that I've actually been joyful, And you're like, wow. I didn't feel the person anymore. What was I wanting? Like I felt like it was, I mean, in short, it was mudita. Like I felt so, like I had such a wholesome relationship with these people, but then at the same time, that didn't translate into like, oh, what was me? I'm losing my friends.
Right.
It was a more, I don't know if I'd call it loneliness, but it's more like an independence or stability from the inside.
Yeah. So maybe you see that growing as one continues to practice.
Yeah, I think loneliness is a very complex emotion. Like, we say loneliness, but there's so much happening there. I felt what I would call like the least lonely, like during periods of retreat, and completely like that's the least lonely I've ever felt, but not around people at all.
Right.
And investigating like what is that? It's like for me, loneliness is like a want to be acknowledged or accepted or loved, and then in periods of retreat, I got all of that from my surroundings and from the kuti. Hey?
Okay. It was a friend of mine when I was first living in meditation centers in my early 20s. It asked me, like, do you ever get lonely there? Because you're not allowed to touch people, you're not allowed to really talk all that much. And I told her no. And I said, do you ever get lonely? And I was like, no. And it actually seemed like a strange question to me at the time, because I had a lot of the good spiritual companionship, and I felt like, you know, more close to some of the people there that I had ever felt close to. And I kind of kept thinking about that, of like, that I didn't really know what loneliness felt like, or at least, like, when she asked, it almost seemed like a foreign word. And then after, I don't know, a few more years, then I left the meditation center back in life. I kind of realized, like, or at least in my own, how I was making sense to it myself, it was like, that loneliness was like, it was clinging. It was like clinging to something when you don't have anything to cling to. Is that feeling of clinging to something when the object isn't there? And that kind of became a little bit clear to me that when I read something with the Dalai Lama, and the interviewer asked him, do you ever feel lonely? The interviewer was kind of caught off guard because he wasn't even certain. The Dalai Lama was saying, well, yes. And you kind of feel, to take on compassion as like a real practice, like you're able to like open up and be vulnerable, and you always feel like you're surrounded by people that care about you. And then that was kind of even more confirmed when I was in a relationship, and the relationship ended, and I really felt like I knew what it felt to be lonely. Like it was like, you know, and even when I wasn't necessarily thinking of her, it was like this intense clinging to you know, anything. So yeah, you can end loneliness by having something to cling to temporarily. But once that fades away, the loneliness comes right back, or you kind of think you can come out of it just by coming out of clinging.
Okay. Did you have something?
I was going to point out one image that I've always found so interesting, is just that of puja. Like, we come together and we're together in a group, in a building, we're sharing this space, but we're all doing individual work, we're not talking to each other, which is not the usual worldly community at gathering.
Yeah.
It sure exemplifies the paradox, I think.